B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session, and today it's like it's almost biblical. So much so that we're going to change the names our husband and wife today to Adam and Eve.
Oh, look at you, Bob.
Because Adam, if you remember, was running around the Garden of Eden naked.
Mm-hmm.
Then Eve, you know, fed him the apple and then grape leaves.
All hell broke loose.
All hell broke loose.
You know.
But in this case, Adam still likes to be naked.
Okay.
No grape leaf. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, Adam, let's hear you present your case here. What's going on?
Okay, so I'll keep it simple. So I'm my 30s, two kids. One's a toddler, one's in kindergarten. We have a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife, Eve.
Okay, yeah.
She took me aside the other day and sat me down and said I had to wear clothes when I get out of the shower or walk down the hall to get clothes. And I was like, what? You know, just craziness. I don't think it's a big deal at all for a dad to walk around naked. Like, I come from, like, a naked family. Like, it was never an issue. Like, you know?
A naked family.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's not what I meant. There was no hang-ups or anything. We you know, it's like, everybody slept naked.
Jeez.
I mean, there was nothing sexual about it, but,
okay.
One would walk out, one of my brothers would walk out of the shower, I would walk in, like, it was not a big deal. I mean,
right.
We were athletes and stuff, like, fun.
One big locker room.
Yeah, wow. But my wife's like, no way, the kids are getting older, it's just weird, and I think,
yeah,
it's
because,
so I don't know.
Okay,
because our house isn't a locker room, honey.
Now, Eve, okay.
Oh,
Eve,
God.
Eve, the question I have, were you okay with Adam walking around before the kids, or and you just
oh,
now
yeah,
it's
she was.
Well, because I mean, it's just us.
Yeah,
and we have two tiny little beings that we have to raise,
right,
and teach them about what's right, what's wrong with people touching their bodies and things like that. And I just don't think it's appropriate to have your father, when you're 5 years old, walking around with his, you know, booty hanging out.
Okay.
And acting like, I don't think it serves the kids. I don't think it supports their growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's inappropriate. I think just slap a towel on, put on a robe when you leave the shower.
Right. What's the big
it's
deal?
It's not a big deal to
I know.
Me.
It's really funny. Adam, Adam has no hang-ups with it. You grew up that way.
Yeah.
Right.
So to him, it's like it's foreign to you.
Yeah,
but most people wear clothes.
Because someone grows
Adam.
Up a certain way doesn't mean it's right.
Eve, I'm curious. Mm-hmm. What do you think about his parents raising him that way?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was a different time. As you know, they were hippies, and they were you know, like. But that's not what we're doing with our kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're providing them with structure. We're providing them with boundaries. And this is a boundary for me. I think he needs to cover up. Our daughter is 5.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah.
She's old enough now that this is literally when the experts tell you to start putting on clothes
as
an adult.
Adam, we're going to pull the thread, as we like to say a little bit here.
Good luck finding it, Bob.
Yeah, right.
Adam, what I'm curious about is that you think that it's normal and you actually want to raise your kids this way. It sounds like.
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, especially in the world now, people are so body shamed and afraid of everything. And I think just to be free, like, I don't know.
Wow.
Just
you are a hippie's kid. He's a hippie's kid.
But people are afraid to, like, take their shoes off to go to the, like, to go in a pool. I don't want my kids to ever feel that way.
Okay.
Well, I don't want them to either, honey, but I don't think putting on a robe or a towel after you get out of the shower to walk to your bedroom to put clothes on is being shameful of your body.
Wait,
I don't
Adam,
think it's a big deal.
Do your parents still walk around naked? And also, Eve, have you...
Oh, no.
Have you witnessed it?
Yeah, they're wearing grape leaves.
Oh, God.
I haven't lived with my parents in a long time.
I know why.
So I'm not quite sure. But I'm pretty sure my dad doesn't care.
Okay, all right.
All right, you two. All right, you two.
All right, we'll see.
Eve, what kind of apple was it? I was always wondering.
Oh, God.
Is it Macintosh?
Probably.
That's tempting.
Nice and sweet.
That's tempting.
Okay.
Honeycrisp. Honeycrisp
is the sweetest. Ooh, yeah, good one. Absolutely. Those are the best.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood a little bit.
Not a pink
you
lady.
Kids. Lady. Nice. Okay, Adam, Eve, thank you for calling from the Garden of Eden there. Stay tuned. No fighting. Go to your corners, and we're going to see what listeners have to say about the situation and whether or not Adam is beyond the pale. Or is it...
You should grab a fig leaf and call it a day.
Should grab a fig leaf. Stay tuned, guys. Thank you for coming to Morning Court. Okay, the phone number is 888-410-1057. Let's get the Morning Court going. As you like to say, who's weird here? Who's weird? Is it Adam? His parents?
His wife?
No, but who is? First of all, even when they were just those two, he walked around naked. She saw that coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
came from a naked family.
Came from a naked family.
That's what you get.
It's so foreign to me, though.
I'm on her side.
I like a bathrobe.
You do?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you do, but would you mind if another person in your house didn't wear a bathrobe?
Well, I'll just leave that mystery, won't we?
Oh.
Okay, 888-410-1057. It's not about me today.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's about Adam and Eve.
All right.
All right, is he weird, and does he have the right to do what he wants in his own house? 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's KISS, 7:53. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Good Morning Court today.
Yeah.
We had a couple. I like when we get a couples court going because then it's
not what is one-sided.
Yeah, you hear their side of the story. So Adam, we call him that, likes to walk around naked. That's the way he was brought up. Eve doesn't like it because the kids are getting older. Come on.
He's got a fig leaf waiting for him.
Right.
Put it on.
Have another apple, Adam, and get dressed. So he wants to just present it to the court. Is it wrong? Is it so wrong? Let's see. We have Eve on the phone. Different Eve, though.
Different Eve. Okay.
A different Eve. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your take on this situation today?
So when I grew up, my parents walked around naked as well. And I think part of it is they just felt like you needed to be able to feel free and comfortable in your own skin. And they were not hippies. So it was not unusual for me to see my mother or father walking around with no clothes on. When I had my kids, I felt the same way. And I had two boys, and I did the same thing until they started being modest.
Mm-hmm.
When they didn't want to be naked in front of me.
How old were they?
When I
20.
Well, we need to know.
No, I think it was like around puberty.
Okay.
You know,
they lasted that
when
long.
They started. Yeah. I mean,
Eve,
when they,
are you married, Eve? Can I ask you that?
I am. Yeah.
Now, and your husband was okay with this lifestyle?
He never said anything about it. He didn't do that. Mm-hmm. He wasn't comfortable with that, but he never told me not to. And the other thing, though, is as much as I think it's okay until you feel like it's not okay, but if his wife is uncomfortable with it, then that's a different story.
Yeah.
You know, if my husband said to me, you should cover up, then maybe I would just out of respect.
Fascinated by this, especially your upbringing. So how old were you when they stopped, or did they ever?
So that would mean that I would have to remember. I don't remember, honestly.
Okay.
I just definitely remember both of them, you know, getting out of the shower. And if it was the summertime and it was hot in the house, you know, not being covered up.
Wow.
It wasn't like they strutted it. Mm. They didn't, you know, make a big deal. It was just normal, you know.
Yeah.
You're getting up, you're
transitioning.
Getting dressed, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting dressed in your bedroom and the kids walk in, should you be like, ooh, I'm naked, don't look at me? Or should you just keep getting dressed and feel like it's not a big deal?
Right, like it's not like they're not walking around, like it's a catwalk around there, like,
yeah, like Adam,
make it work and yes, stuff. Yeah. But like, it's like, no. But like transitioning, like getting in, yeah, like okay. You sometimes bump into naked people. Well, that's no. Life.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I mean, I didn't walk around and sit on the couch watching.
Yeah, right, naked, exactly. Yeah.
But if I was naked, I didn't want the kids to feel like there was something wrong with it.
All right. Eve.
Yeah.
Look at that. No, it's not your real name, is not Eve, right? We changed your name here. You're Eve 2.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
But I do think if the other Eve is uncomfortable with it, then Adam might want to think twice.
Okay. Right. There you go. Hey, thanks for that call.
I'm fascinated.
Very revealing call.
Very revealing.
Very
revealing morning call.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Eve. Well, wow.
888-410-1057.
Jeez. Hey, okay. So, anyway, Morning Court is in session. You heard from Eve, who grew up the same way Adam did, and she didn't stop until her kids asked her to.
Wow.
So, there you have that.
That's amazing.
Yep. Well, if you got a take on it, give us a call. 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Morning Court's in session. We had a couple on the phone about an hour ago. Adam and Eve. We'll call them that because, yeah, we want to protect their innocence. And their story reminds us of the Bible.
Yes.
Right?
Right. Nakedness.
Nakedness.
Apples.
Shame.
Fig leaves. Shame.
Apparently he's got no shame. So here's, in case you missed, just a quick recap of Adam and Eve. He likes to walk around naked. Eve says, enough.
She took me aside the other day and sat me down and said I had to wear clothes when I get out of the shower or walk down the hall to get clothes. And I was like, what? Craziness. I don't think it's a big deal at all for a dad to walk around naked. Like, I come from, like, a naked family. Like, it was never an issue. Like, you know?
A naked family.
There was no hang-ups or anything.
But now we have two tiny little beings that we have to raise and teach them about what's right, what's wrong with people touching their bodies and things like that. And I just don't think it's appropriate to have your father walking around with his booty hanging out.
Booty hanging out. So that's just kind of a recap. Now, let's take some calls. We heard a lot of them today.
Yeah.
And it was surprisingly, it didn't all land in one direction. So let's see how it goes now. Here's Laura.
I wanted to maybe put things in perspective for them.
Yeah.
It's not body shaming to put a towel just to cover up your private part.
Right.
That's the first thing. But second thing, when my stepdaughter was 4, she, my husband at the time came out of the shower with his towel on, you know, her parts are her parts, his are his. He went into the bedroom to get dressed. She went barreling into the bedroom. And when she got there, she started yelling that she wanted a tail like daddy. You have to think about a child's perspective.
A front tail.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
exactly. So it's, you know, their children are coming of that age where, you know, they're going to start questioning male and female anatomy. And you know, you only want to answer age appropriately.
Laura, you're saying, just because we got to take other calls, you're saying towel up, right?
Absolutely.
I agree.
That's
come
hilarious.
On,
I love that story.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
Just wants a tail, that's all. ROR, good morning. Donna, what do you say?
Well, our family was pretty much the same way until the kids started getting a little older. And then when I got called into school in first grade, I was called to the principal's office. And when I got there, they asked me to sit down and they held up a picture that my daughter drew. And it was me and my husband naked.
What?
Because they asked the kids to draw their family.
Now, was there any probable cause there for them to do that? For her to do that?
Well, yeah, they used to be a naked family.
Okay. Sorry.
They just asked to draw the family. Like, we wow. were, like, you know, same thing. And just, you know, it's our house. It's private and whatever.
Nothing's
and the
private.
Kids.
Wow. Donna's like...
So you put clothes on?
Were you embarrassed and you put clothes on after that? Or?
Oh, holy mackerel, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what did it. Thanks, Donna.
That's the moral of that story.
And play, and it was horrible.
Oh, no.
Okay, bye, Donna. All right, Lynn, do you have a take on Morning Court today?
Yes, I
Let's hear it.
Actually, I'm just the opposite. I grew up in a house that was so much more reserved that it made me not comfortable with my body.
Oh.
I was the child to the teenager who changed in the bathroom from gym class.
Oh,
me too.
Wow.
So it's awful. So seriously, it took me to like maybe 50 to, you know, be able to be naked in front of a partner. I mean, I just don't, I'm not, so I wish it was the opposite. I don't recall my father even having a shirt off unless we were on vacation.
Is that right? Huh.
Yeah, so we didn't talk about it either. So I think that it definitely can be done a different way, the communication and just teaching the children that everything is okay, everything's normal. With respect to your body, I don't think you need to be walking around naked to show that.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Well, I think that's what Adam was saying in so many words, that he doesn't want any hang-ups because he doesn't have any.
There's like a healthy middle ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a nudist camp,
like,
but it's not, you know, a monastery.
Right.
So
there's something in the middle.
Exactly.
Something in the middle of that.
There should be.
Yeah.
There should be.
Sounds like
a
Pentecostal.
I just love you guys.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh,
thank
wait a minute.
You.
I didn't hear that. Sorry, what?
She said she loves us.
Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
We Bob likes
that.
To hear it. Twice.
Every morning.
It's so nice, he likes it twice.
That's right. Ah, Lynn. You know, we appreciate that. LBF is used to the compliments. And, you know, so she takes them for granted.
Yeah.
I never will.
Never.
Everywhere
never
she
will.
Goes. LBF, wherever she goes.
I'll make sure to call you again and tell you again.
All right,
Lynn.
Great. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was nice. So anyway, God fashioned Adam from dust and places him in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Adam is told he can eat freely of all the trees in the garden, except for a tree of knowledge of good and evil. Subsequently, Eve is created from one of Adam's ribs. Remember that?
On the lady.
Yeah.
The patriarchy starts early, boys and girls.
The serpent.
Yeah.
The serpent got to Eve.
Yeah.
That's how it happened. All right? He seduced Eve.
This is packed. This is packed with stuff, isn't it?
I never
realized how.
And then came what? Shame.
Oh.
Then came shame.
And then came devil dogs, though. Because you know what?
The devil was first, then the devil dog.
I'm not sure if we helped Adam and Eve out, but it seems like everybody who's had an experience with it at some point said, we're done.
Yeah, I
get
think,
to that point,
yes, either you feel uncomfortable or your kid narks
on
you.
Someone's going to,
So that's it. It's
you're about done, Adam. You might not know this, Adam, but you're about done, okay?
So there you go.
There it is. Wow, what a segue. We want to thank Dave Littlefield, the sausage guy.
Jeez. Really? Mary and Joseph.
Lansdowne Street. I know. I said it was going to be a tough segue. But Dave
Littlefield, you need to go to church.
The sausage guy dropped off his sausage today, and they were delicious.
Not opening day without the sausage guy stopping by.
Right?
That's what they say.
Dave stopped by. He gave us a couple of his awesome sausage. And if my wife is listening, I want to let her know, and you guys can vouch, I didn't have the bread.
Oh, you didn't.
I forked and knifed it.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Yeah. So thank you, Dave.
Yeah, yes. And they are open and selling sausages at Fenway.
They are.
They will be open.
Look at that.
If you stop by an hour before first pitch, they're doing some free sausages thanks to the Jimmy
He's
Fund.
He's a great
Jimmy
guy. Yeah. You can also get his sausages in stores.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah. They look delicious. I told you it was going to be a rough segue, but I think we pulled it off, guys.
Put it back on.
Right, exactly. Thank you.
Right?
Hey, put a towel on.
Get a clean one from the laundry room.
Oh, my God.
What do you got?
I'm just shook. I need to lie down.
Yes, you do. What
do you got? Oh, we got more on that Tiger Woods. It doesn't even matter what I have. I have to recover. But we have more on Tiger Woods' crash and whether or not doctors are going to reveal what really happened.
What really happened. All right, Dirty Laundry next. It's 8:35 plus. We got Cash. Cash is back. Cash is king. I'll tell you, you can win some starting Monday.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So here we go. We're going live. I see the button. We're live, Facebook. Hey, good morning. We're joined today by Ryan and Ashley from Maine Cabin Masters up in Maine. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Wow. How we doing?
So fun.
You know, we love the show, and we were just talking about you guys last week because it's one of our, I don't want to say guilty pleasures. No guilt. Just love it. And then in our conversations, LBF kind of had, you know, a little confession.
That
she made, and LBF had no idea that Ryan and Ashley were going to ultimately hear that.
I don't think people listen to the show.
So,
I'm like, what?
So what was the true confession again, LBF?
Well, I mean, the thing is that I'm not supposed to love Maine Cabin Masters because it's kind of like it's a rustic and it's outside, two things that I don't really go with
LBF
me.
LBF doesn't go outside.
I don't go outside. Mm-hmm. But I love this show so much because of everybody who's on it. And Ashley. You're married to him, but I was like, I admit it. I'm like, I kind of have a thing for Ryan. I don't know what it is. Is it the fact that he doesn't brush his hair? Is it the fact that he throws things out of windows and like laughs if he barely misses somebody? I don't know. It's the devil may care attitude.
Ashley, you cool with this? Because
most mornings I would gladly give him away.
Right? Okay.
So somehow you guys heard us talking about it, either on a podcast. Who told on us that we were talking about you?
I found it. I got an alert that you guys mentioned us, so I went and just played it, and I was laughing so hard. I sent it to all of them immediately, called our social media girl, Jen, and I was like, you guys got to gotta share this on our page. This is hilarious. It's the best, like, what, I don't know what it's called, clip I've heard in a long time.
Well, it's sincere because we all love the show,
love it.
And we're just like, you can join us. But we have a bunch of dumb questions that we want to ask you. Just about how the show is made. First of all, how are you guys discovering, Ashley, you and Chase are brothers? How'd that all start?
Pretty much good old Maine luck. Our niece's best friend's mom worked for the Kennebec Land Trust.
Yeah.
And she had heard about a casting call that was looking for people that reduce, recycled, cross-cycled, scavenge, save. And, of course, the Morrow family came up.
Yeah.
Chase and Ashley and my father-in-law, when he was still with us, they were already known for doing really cool stuff. You know, before social media and Facebook, they were doing the barn board things, and they were picking. Like, they would pick stuff from yard sales, and they had a shop in downtown Hollowell. Mm-hmm. So they were known for this, and both their yards were, like, filled with stuff.
Not my yard.
Not her yard, but the rest of it.
I love that there's a downtown Hallwell. That's the best
You're part. Not in Maine unless you see a toilet in the front yard.
Right.
Come on now, Belle. I'm a Maine boy.
So their name came up, and Chase had spoken with them. And it was right about when we joined forces to do a timber frame. So I had Dixie working for me. Jedi had come home from Colorado. And Chase, like, you guys want to work on a timber frame? So we did a really cool timber frame together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was about halfway through that build in January. It was like, you guys want to be on TV? I'm like, oh, sure. Yeah.
Let me do my hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That was the last time. Oh, my God.
To make a long story short, we did I think it was Skype back then. We didn't even know what Skype was.
Right.
Yep. We went into this little building, did a Skype interview. We all had our, like, five layers of Carhartts. We all had big beards. You know, talked like Mainers, and they instantly loved us.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is history.
Yeah. How many years now, Ashley, has the show been on?
I think we're on, season 7.
It's on the DIY network, right? So, I mean, there are weekends where that's the only show on that network.
Yeah, we get around a lot.
Wow. They do love the Maine Cabin Masters, for sure.
So you guys...
It was, like, marathon after marathon after marathon.
It's so good. Are a lot more people buying cabins in Maine now? Because I seriously am, like, watching you and Zillowing all the time. It's like just fast.
Real estate in Maine is hot right now.
Yeah.
I think people through the pandemic and everything, people are starting to realize all the suffering we do in the winter is still worth it.
Worth
You know, the rest of Maine, makes up for that.
And we have our headquarters in Manchester, mm-hmm. where we have our retail store mm-hmm. and tasting room. Oh. And so we're seeing people coming up there, and they're constantly telling us that they just bought a place in Maine, and it was just because of us, and, you know, there's awesome. Coming in from all over.
So how
yeah,
people,
all over the place.
Well, how do you get those next jobs? How does yeah. that happen if someone wants to hire you?
There's an application on our website, and then you just go fill it out, tell us your story, mm-hmm. Attach some pictures, and then these guys will go and scout it out with the production company.
Yeah.
And pretty much it's locked too, because we have thousands of good applications now, you know, and we kind of got to do them in clusters. We can't be going up to Fort Kent and doing one in York, you know.
If any of you guys get a camp though, you just call us or email us.
That's good.
They only do camps in Maine though, because I watched Ryan's YouTube channel, because I'm not a freak.
God. All right.
Wow. I'm just saying.
Saying this out loud.
We're not allowed to
watch
skateboarders for work.
Ryan, did you think you'd have groupies after in the show? And Ashley, you must have followers yourself. You're a charmer.
Oh, no, I just really enjoy his.
Okay.
All the guys have them. Jedi gets like snail mail once or twice a week.
Oh, no.
He's the one who puts the pencils in his beard, right?
Yeah.
That's something.
Fun trip.
He's like at home with his girlfriend.
Right. Wow. I imagine the business has just blown up to the point now where you guys can't believe it, right? Just, you're doing your thing in Maine, and now I think you're at least national celebrities, maybe even international. What's that like?
We're very, very lucky. I always say we're the five luckiest people in Maine. We're very grateful. We thought we'd do the pilot and that'd be fun. Mm-hmm. So we're happy with that, you know, and then season one, we're like, okay, we did one season. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I still go to the grocery store in my pajamas. I'm not going to lie.
All right. That's why we love you, Ashley. That's the thing.
I did take a shower this morning for you guys, but on the regular.
Nice of you. Very nice.
Right.
So it seems like on the cabins itself, for folks, when it's very low budget. I can't believe the amount of work you guys do for that amount of money. How's that happen? It's pretty cheap.
You know, the first couple of seasons were really low budget.
Yeah.
As the shows got more popular, you know, we've tried to increase the budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even for day one, we get appearance fees to be on TV, and so we don't have to upcharge materials or our guys. You know, you hired Joe's building. Joe's going to charge a little bit extra for every guy and for materials, you know. Mm-hmm. That's one way we keep costs down.
Salvaging
materials.
Trade outs. Martins will get a big shipment of windows in, so they'll call up Chase and be like, Chase, we got these windows. Come on down. You know, so like word of mouth, lots of these salvage companies.
Yeah.
Scratching down.
Yeah.
And we love Eastern White Pine. You know, Maine is the number one forested state. Mm-hmm. We have tons of pine. We have a great relationship with NELMA, which is the Northeast Lumber Manufacturers Association, and Hammond Lumber, and they really help us out. You know, they give us they
good deals.
Their margins on everything are just enough so they can pay for stuff. And, you know, they know it's bigger than just the jobs we're on. It's promoting the state. It's promoting their business. It's investment for everybody.
Right.
You guys are huge in Maine, I'm sure.
They're huge everywhere. Yeah.
Well, right? Everywhere. You guys can't go anywhere in Maine without being recognized now, honestly, right? I mean, outside of Holloway.
Yeah.
No, it's... I had to look up where you guys were, and then you're in Boston.
Mm. Yeah, have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Warren was going on and on about the weather and how it's so cold up there. I'm like, wait a minute.
Well,
Massachusetts got more snow than us.
Yeah,
I don't go outside, so in my house it's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I have a question for you guys, because my husband was watching it. And
yeah, she's married.
I'm married. I know. That's what.
You couldn't tell?
Whatever. Anyway. my husband was watching it because he's like, who's this Ryan guy? And also, what is... you guys discover all these really cool things when you do the demolition of stuff. What's the coolest thing you ever discovered?
Mm.
You know, what's these? It's almost like archaeology. Yeah. We're taking the places apart, and we can tell, like, you know. Well, first we can tell when they were working on a Monday versus a Friday or a weekend.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
On some of these camps. Yeah. But you know, Chase found some cool coins.
Is that Chase chiming in?
It might be.
I love the old newspapers. You know,
We haven't really found any treasures.
Mm. Yeah.
I have a follow-up then. What's the worst thing you've ever found in a cabin?
Oh, God.
We found some really raunchy love letters one time.
Oh.
No.
And dirty underwear in the same one.
Oh.
Those love letters are pretty awesome.
Yeah, those love letters.
Yeah, I think we have them.
Yeah, can you use them in an episode? Be like, we're going to frame these really old love letters for you.
Yeah. It's a G-rated episode. One camp we found, like, cases and cases of wooden sporks.
Sporks? I like a spork. I don't know if I want a wooden spork.
He doesn't want a spork, you know?
Yeah. Hey, the show that we were talking about that last week when your name came up was the Lobster Shack place.
Oh, that's so
cool. Yeah.
And what we loved about that particular episode was the creativity you guys have. You made that bar out of a stern of a boat. That's amazing. Yeah. How does that happen? How do you look at a boat and say, I'm going to make a bar out of that?
Chase.
Really?
You know, Chase and I are so opposite.
Yeah.
It took the first year or two, I was like, what? You know, like, we clash on stuff. But I've learned that he whatever he does works. Like, you'll just see it. He'll be trying to figure stuff out, and it'll click. You know, he won't talk for a day on the job site, and we're all like, everyone's like, is he mad at him? No, he's not mad. He's letting him go.
But you guys noticed that the boat was, like, beyond repair?
Yes. Yeah.
Lots of people didn't notice that, and they were mad. People get so mad.
Yeah.
We're like, listen, it's a very valuable boat. If it was worth money, we wouldn't have chopped it up.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
If it was rotting into the ground, no one would have been able to do anything with it.
No.
But
Chris Craft or something.
You guys had a good eye.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. I don't think they appreciated it enough. No. LBF and I said,
I was like,
I don't think they like that bar. I'll take it.
You did one with a canoe where you made a canoe a light fixture. You did one fixture with fishing poles. I mean,
I watched one last night where you made a light fixture out of trash cans and you took the shotgun out back.
Yeah, yeah, that was the best.
What?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, okay, I hated it, to be honest, at first.
You did?
And then when we put it up, I actually liked it. And then at nighttime, the way that it kind of sparkled and twinkled.
It's a Maine disco ball.
There's a name for it.
That's right. You guys got to call it that from now on.
You can sell those.
Hey, so the LBF, I think, mentioned that the DIY Network, is that moving? And I just want to make sure people can still find you. What's the story?
The Magnolia Network has taken over DIY.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to happen a year ago, but with the pandemic and stuff, everything's taken longer. We really don't – we never know where we're going. It changes so much. But right now, I think we're going to be back on the Magnolia Channel. We're currently working on episodes. We're going to do 10 more this summer, and they want more after that. So they'll put us somewhere.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we know that if we're making episodes that they're going to find us a home. So
okay. Have you guys just so we can wrap it up, I know you guys have to go, but what have you guys done any, like, places where you'd go and people could meet you, meet and greets, either outside of Maine? Do you do any traveling like that?
Before the pandemic, we were doing a lot of cool stuff. You know, we go out to the International Building Show in Vegas every year.
Oh,
you know, we did a bunch of stuff in Maine.
Yeah.
Your best bet this summer will be to come to our worldwide headquarters in Manchester, Maine.
Maine.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
Yeah, where is that in relation to Portland, if you're using
about an hour north. An hour north of Portland.
Going.
It's right out. It's about 5 minutes outside of Augusta.
Okay. All
right. Right off the interstate.
Are there two? So I just made a mistake a couple of summers ago. I thought I was renting a home in Bar Harbor, and because it's called Bar Harbor Island. And then when we were in Bar Harbor, I'm like, where is it? And it was an hour north near Machias.
Machias is nice.
It was
I've heard
beautiful.
Of this mistake.
That's way down east.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, but boy, oh boy, it
wasn't Bar Harbor.
Yeah. So there are no two Augustas.
Bar Harbor at all.
Yeah.
Different world.
Oh, well, Bar Harbor Island.
Yeah.
Huh.
Thanks for spending some time with us, guys, and we hope to consider you friends of the show and hear from you again down the road when you have anything going on.
If you ever need crew, I've got a hammer and a tool belt, and I'm ready to go.
Can I just say one more thing, though?
Go ahead.
That has nothing to do with Ryan. Oh. I got to give Ashley a shout out because she's so talented.
Mm-hmm.
She takes these places and sees, like, the vision of what it looks like decorated, and she takes chances with bold colors, and I love that in a woman.
Thank you very much.
Ashley, I'll ask you a question before you go. So when you heard LBF crushing on Ryan, What did you picture that she was going to look like? Did you think she was going to be the threat that she is here?
Yeah.
The threat.
Yeah, I was thinking that we look alike.
You thought she can't be as good as she sounds. Now that you're seeing her, is she still a threat? Are you even more concerned?
Oh, my God.
I'm more concerned.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, Ashley did shower for this.
That's right, yeah.
All right. Good point. She's way younger than our normal demographic.
Yeah, that's true.
Looking good now, yeah.
You guys look great together.
Yeah, I know you
do. Right. I think that we can do it. All right, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Awesome.
Love the show.
Head up and visit us.
I will.
We will. That's the main cabin masters, Ryan and Ashley. Bye, guys.
Hi, thank you.
Awesome.
That was great.
That was so good, guys. Thank you.
So much fun.
Come visit us.
We will.
For sure.
Absolutely
we'll
want
see
to.
You.
Okay.
Good luck,
Bye.
Everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, let's say good morning to our player, Marissa from Stoughton. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
Marissa, have you been listening to Morning Court today? Did you chime in early enough or listen early enough for that?
Yep, I've been listening all morning.
Good. Oh, good. Now, what do you think Jill should do first?
I don't know. That's hard. I also have really, really long hair myself, so I understand both sides.
Mm.
Yeah,
it
see?
Is a conundrum.
I think it's a case by case.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm glad you were honest about that, Marissa. You know, it's easy to say you would do it when
exactly.
it's not you. But anyway, Marissa, tell us a little bit about yourself, other than you have long hair.
I'm a scientist at a local vaccine company. I live in Stoughton with my fiance, and we adopted a dog this past year.
Great.
Me, him, and the dog.
What kind of dog?
She's an American Bulldog lab mix. So she's 80 pounds
oh
of
my God.
Just love.
Oh, I'm so love. Jealous.
That's fun. Well, Marissa, you probably need some money for dog food,
yeah,
I would imagine.
80 pounds.
That's a
yep,
lot of eating.
Eats a lot.
Let's see if we can get you $1,000. You know how it works. You get all 10 of these right. That's what you get. And if you're not sure about one of LBF's questions, say pass. If there's time on the clock, you know we'll go back to it. Okay? Marissa from okay. Stoughton, you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
What is 3 plus 4?
7.
Whose last book was Oh, the Places You'll Go?
Dr. Seuss.
What is the main ingredient in glass?
Sand.
What U.S. city is famous for its French Quarter?
New Orleans.
What is the granular substance that bees collect called?
Pollen.
At what theater was Abraham Lincoln shot?
Or...
Hamlet was the prince of which country?
Pass.
What is botany the study of?
Plants.
What is the length of a U.S. senator's term?
6 years?
What is Kenny G's real surname?
Ooh, pass.
Hamlet was the prince of which country?
Denmark.
What is Kenny G's real surname?
Got 9 right.
Nine
right.
Wow,
out
just
of
when you,
10.
When you thought you couldn't hate Kenny G anymore.
No, we don't hate Kenny G now. Come on. Don't sleep on Kenny G, that sweet saxophone playing SOB. Oh, anyway, he did there. Okay, LBF, what is Kenny G's last name?
Gerlich?
It's Gorlick.
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 Gorlick?
Wouldn't you be Kenny G, too, if your name was Kenny Gorlick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Marissa. Oh. Marissa, I got to ask you a question. Do you know who Kenny G is?
Yeah.
You've heard of him, right?
Yeah, he's iconic.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Well, you'll never forget his last name is Gorlick now.
Gorlick.
Nope.
Will you tell these stories over Thanksgiving dinners for years to come? Dang Kenny G.
Next dog you get. Gorlick. Kind of appropriate if you think about it.
Well,
anyway.
I'd stop right there. Marissa, I feel bad for you. Would have been our first winner in quite a while, but man, you made a run for it. And just for playing, we got to give you a $50 gift card to Casa Cana, okay?
All right.
Yes, it's opened with a new Cinco de Mayo flair Mexican-inspired taqueria and tequila bar. It's located in the Studio Alston Hotel, celebrating the rich culture and cuisine of Mexico, where you'll never hear Kenny G. Nope. I don't think so. All right?
Nope.
Thank you, Marissa.
All right, thanks so much.
You did awesome.
You really
Great
did.
Great job. Bragging rights.
Head
Tell
high.
Everyone in Stoughton.
Thank you.
Tell everyone
in
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Kenny G.
Pride of Stoughton.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Marissa.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Well, she had a good sport about Ness. She was rolling through.
Rolling. Oh,
but Kenny G. She was just, you know, a lot of people don't know that one.
Well,
but it's tough.
Now a lot of people do.
Now they do. So that's why we call it Super Smart. If you think you are, sign up to play at WROR.com. All right, Brian, how are the roads?
All right, check your ride. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Part. And over that crash has cleared out 93 southbound at Dascombe Road. You still stop and go back to 495. And Newton, where you stop and go hike eastbound from Route 16, Newton, right into Newton Corner, exit 127. Crash out on 290 eastbound at the 190 interchange. Tractor trailer involved there. You stop and go back to 122 Vernon Street out in the Worcester area. Bourne, overturned dump truck. Dump truck rolled over on 28 northbound before the Otis Rotary. There's stuff all over the road there to look out for. And the expressway northbound, Adams Street to Columbia Road, is stop and go this morning. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better, drive safer with O'Reilly.
You've got 4 minutes to text the word coffee right now to 45911 for your shot at $500. Don't forget, Elton John's your 80s artist of the day. So you got 3 minutes to text that word in. Plus, we'll do it again at 10 and on the even hours all day till 8 o'clock tonight.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotza, LBA, and Brian Morning. Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh,
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Anita. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Well, good. Congratulations on your upcoming nuptials. Awesome.
Well, Thank you. He hasn't quite proposed yet, but like we've looked for rings and stuff like that. So, you know.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Okay, but you know it's coming.
I do know it's coming, you know.
So what's the problem? It all sounds wonderful.
So like, as I said, like, you know, he's a third in his family name. And I just like absolutely cannot take his last name.
Hmm.
Really?
It rhymes with, because I don't know if I can say it, but it rhymes with Good Walk.
His last name rhymes with Good Walk, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Rhymes with Good
Walk. I'm going to have a lot of
I'm afraid.
Good Walk, and my name's Anita.
Okay.
Like, and I just like,
I need a good walk.
Cannot.
Oh,
I mean,
okay. I think I got it.
Now you get it?
All right.
Yes.
Anita
yes.
Good Walk.
And I just, I cannot be Anita Walk. Like, can't do it.
No. Oh,
you know what?
No, you can't.
Oh, unless, what do you do for a living? No, I'm kidding.
It does not work for my profession. Okay, you know, right. I thought about it, but it doesn't.
Wow.
Oh,
Anita,
wow.
This
that's
is,
an unfortunate situation.
Very strange. So, have you said this to him? I mean, what do you? Well, eventually it's gonna come up, so
yes,
to speak.
I have.
I think.
Oh, no.
But
it has come up quite frequently.
Okay, good. Uh-huh. But does Mr. Goodwalk? He wants you to take his name, right?
He does. Again, like his family is very old-fashioned. He's the third in his lineage, and like you know. It's very important to him and his family, and we were trying to compromise, and he's like, you should just hyphenate it. But my given last name is Good, spelled with an E.
Oh, boy.
So what would that be altogether?
No.
I mean, it would be Anita Goodwill.
No, stop. You can't say that.
I can't wait to get you stationary.
Oh, my God. No.
The desk of.
Wow. No, that is a problem.
Oh, we say major problem.
So, Anita, he wouldn't consider taking your name. That's a thing now. So he could be whatever his first name is, good.
Or you could make up a new name.
Or that.
People do that. They take the letters of their name.
Don't say good, and I don't want to hear what you would come up with.
No, you don't, Bob.
Nope, I don't. Oh, man. Anita, this is a problem. It's Anita Pickle.
Okay. A hard pickle. That's exactly right.
And he's old-fashioned about it, and he's kind of pretty well got his heart set on you taking it, right?
I mean, and he's the last in the line of and he's just like really proud of it and wants to continue forth and bring the into the future.
Oh,
you know?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna die.
I don't know.
What do I do? I'm gonna die. No. I'm gonna die every single day when people say, "Oh, Anita, your groceries are ready."
Oh my God.
Anita. Wow. We're not sure how this is going to turn out.
But I want to get a wedding invitation.
Yes.
The good blank wedding. Yes. Yeah. The good blank wedding. That is. Oh, boy. Anita, stay tuned. We have some listeners that maybe the experience with these kind of things could help you out. And just so you know, this is a true story. And Brian found out the other day when he Googled after just to make sure there is an Anita out there.
Is there?
There already is one.
Oh, well, great.
Did you know that?
Well, I did not, but maybe we could start a support group or something. You know.
Okay. Stay tuned, Anita. You're going to be hearing hopefully some good advice. 888-410-1057. This is the strangest morning court we've ever had, but
I think
you know
it's
what?
The best.
We'll see. We shall see. Thank you, Anita. We'll talk to you later, okay?
All right.
What a sport. That is a problem. What
do
you do?
It's not ideal.
It's not ideal. A last name that it just isn't going to work. But he doesn't care because he's always been a wood blank.
Yes.
So any advice today from Anita? What would you do if you were in this pickle, okay, that she's in? She really likes the guy. She's expecting.
I mean, there's got to be a way.
He's going to pop the question.
Work around it.
Anytime. Okay. So. Let's see if we can help her. 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can help Anita out of a jam him here, so to speak.
Yeah.
Give her some advice. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And we talked to Anita this morning, who's expecting an engagement. He's going to pop the question. Her boyfriend. And he has a last name that she just does not want to take. And I don't even want to say it, but it rhymes with good walk. Okay? Good
it's
walk.
It's just in conjunction like with her name. It doesn't sound good.
When her name is Anita.
Yeah. It just
and good walk is not good. She wants to marry him. He won't take her name because he's old school. So we have our first caller up. Hi. Any suggestions for Anita today?
Yeah. I think maybe she could change her first name to something different.
Change her first
change
name.
Your first name.
Yeah.
Annie.
I didn't think of that.
Annie.
Annie.
Yeah.
Wood blank.
Annie, are you okay?
Yeah.
Or maybe her middle name. If it was a middle name.
Yes.
Just go to the middle name.
Yeah. Middle name.
God, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, she must really love this guy. Right?
Yeah, you work around.
My wife hyphenated her last name, but it wasn't as sounding as
right.
as Anita's, so it's funny.
Yeah. So that's good. Your wife used your name as a hyphen.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So how's that go? It would be she kept her name dash your last name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I got it. Well, she's going to be Anita.
All
good.
Right. All right. Yeah. All right.
Sometimes
all right,
she spells
right.
the hyphen.
I don't think she should hyphenate that at all. Okay. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Marianne, any advice today for Anita? What would you do?
I would use her middle initial, Anita, whatever, good walk, as long as it's not an F,
right.
Because that would not be good.
No.
No, Anita
just
F.
Break it up. So you break it up a little bit.
I like that, though.
Okay, all right.
So especially on the invitation. or just moving forward.
Moving forward, yeah.
But you think she should take his name? Regardless, what do you think?
It's I'm not sure.
Well, thank you, Marianne. By the way,
you're welcome.
But let me throw this out there: why does she have to even take his name? Is that so bad? What if she says, "You know what? I'm good."
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. That's her name.
I don't think she has to. I think that's the real issue.
What? Take the name?
Yeah. Why is he making her take the name?
Why is he? Yeah. Why can't she just be Anita Good?
Anita Good.
I'm good.
And then leave it.
You can be that.
Leave it there.
I'm going to be good. But what will the kids be? They'll be little.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to want to carry that name on. He's going to be carry a fourth the in, the, yeah. in the family.
That's the thing.
Okay. So, does she have to take the name at all? Let's kind of go in that direction. Because the thrust of it is she doesn't want that name.
Right.
So is it bad
for her
to take it?
I had a friend who didn't want to change her name, and her now husband insisted on it. Like, it was a fight.
Okay. All right, 888-410-1057. That's really the question, because there's not much she can do if she takes the name, and it's going to be what it is.
Yeah, she has an excellent excuse not to take that name.
Does she have to take the name at all, or can she just say, I'm good? With an E.
With an E. I'm good with an E.
That's it. G-O-O-D-E-E.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can help her out. 888-410-1057. She's in a pickle with an E, okay? No doubt.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF and Bryant.
Hey, good morning. It's 827 this Friday. Starting to get sunny out. I like it. High around 65, but it's going to be windy today. Later on, look for gusts over 40 miles per hour. Look for Gale.
Yeah, she's around tonight.
She's around tonight, and she ain't happy, okay? When Gale's blowing 40 miles per hour, so is your hair. Morning Courts in session. Hey, in case you missed it, we talked to Anita earlier. She's a nice young lady who's about to be engaged. She very much thinks so, but she does not want to take his last name. And there's a good reason for that. Here's Anita from a little bit earlier in the show.
And I just, like, absolutely cannot take his last name, because I don't know if I can say it, but it rhymes with good walk. And my name's Anita. And I cannot be Anita Walk. Like, I can't do it. And he's the last in the line of walk. And he's just, like, really proud of it and wants to continue forth and bring the fucks into the future, you know? We were trying to compromise, and he's like, you should just hyphenate it. But my given last name is Good, spelled with an E. I mean, it would be Anita Good.
Okay. It's a real problem. Her last name is already G-O-O-D-E, Good.
Yes.
And she's good with that. Right. But he's not. So any advice today for Anita? Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I think it's hilarious having a name like that.
Well, is it really?
I like you.
Yeah.
It's so you'd go ahead, take it, and just laugh and laugh.
Conversation starter.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, I need a good walk. Hey, how are you doing?
Okay. You know it's not good walk. It just rhymes with good walk. So.
Oh, right. Well, you know, I missed the whole beginning, so I can cut the end. But yeah. But yeah, still.
It's Anita Wood.
Still fun? Even better.
Even better.
Still fun?
Still fun.
Okay.
All righty. That's great.
Even better. Oh, my gosh. I would love it.
You'd love it.
Well, well, well.
Wow.
You know, I'll go marry the guy.
Okay. Dana will marry the
guy. And change my name to Anita.
That's great.
Thanks, Dana.
Thanks.
You'll make her feel better.
All right.
I think. I'm not sure. All right. Kim, any advice for Anita today?
Yes, I think she should keep her maiden name, her own name, and that he should have to understand where she's coming from. And she's going to have to understand, though, when they have kids, because he's going to definitely want them to have his name.
You know what I like about this is her middle initial is B. She told us that. So I think, what's wrong? Her awesome name, Anita B. Good. What is wrong with that?
There's a great name. I like it.
And
just hope she has daughters.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't name them Anita.
Anita, be
and
good.
Be careful what you give them for first names.
Yeah. All right, Kim. Thank you. I think she'll feel better about that. Good stuff.
Have a good day.
Hi, Mona.
Hi.
Are you calling for Anita?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am. And, you know, a lot of people, when they get married, they keep, I know a lot of social workers that keep their pre-married name and then for work, and then they can use their legal name for anything legal, you know, other than work.
So use her own name. So be good at work, right?
Right.
But don't be good at home. Yes. I like that.
Yeah, right?
Be good at work, but don't be so good at home. I like it, Mona.
Exactly.
Mona dropping some solid advice
on
us.
That's good advice. I like it.
Be good at work, but be naughty at home. That's what you're saying.
Correct.
Right?
I love it.
Thanks, Mona.
Take care. Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Correct. That's good. Her name is good, so she could be good at work, not so good at home.
Oh, jeez.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Debbie, any advice today for Anita?
I think she should go with it and just tell everybody she's a Bond girl.
Oh.
Yo.
I like it. That's a great idea. Anita Galore. Right? Could be a Bond girl.
Yes, it's actually a great Bond girl name.
It would be. Jeez. Okay. That's funny. Thank you, Debbie. And bye now. That's good. I'm a Bond girl.
I'm a Bond girl. Yeah.
Cheryl, any advice today, Cheryl?
Well, I would say, Anita, just hold your ground. I'm a school psychologist, and one of the test that I have to give is called the Woodcock Johnson. And I cannot tell you how many times parents come into school and say, is that really the name? And I have to say, yes, it is. Then they say, well, is it hard to give? I would say, Anita needs to hold her ground.
Stand your ground. And be good.
Yes. And be good.
And just be good.
You psychologists are a messed up bunch.
I think you made her feel better. That's all right, right? That's what a psychologist does.
All right.
Just be good and stand your ground.
Definitely.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Some test.
I don't want to take that test. No. Nothing to do with that test. Nothing. I don't want that test. Hi, Kurt. Kurt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What do you think, Kurt?
I love your show every day. I love your show.
Great. Thank you. Okay.
I think that name is awesome. You should take the name and respect her husband and respecting each other and taking his name, getting married. Of course you want to take his name on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, think of how many smiley faces you put on people's faces with that name.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew a girl in high school called Tuesday Nights.
I like that.
Really?
I love it.
Tuesday Nights.
I love Tuesday Nights.
That's fun.
It'd be a shame if she ever had to get married.
Did she work at Alex's?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Is that amateur? Okay.
No, I think I think she should really take the name. That's a great name.
Tuesday. All right.
Yeah, that's
Kurt,
great.
I love it.
Have a good day.
You too.
You know, he's not alone. People have said, have fun with it. You got to like, because there's two kinds of people. You either roll with it or roll away from it.
Right.
Right?
And, I like the Bond girl. I'm a Bond girl.
That's fun. That is good. All right. So I think Anita's got some solid advice today. She can either take
it
and have fun with it or just be good.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, just be good.
Be good at work.
All right. We hope it helped out a little bit today.
I hope it did too.
Okay. All right, coming up, Dirty Laundry.
All right, what has Jessica Simpson thrown away and she's never going to use again?
And you like it.
I love it.
You love it.
I think everyone should do this out of the house. Yep, and everyone should do it.
I wonder if I throw mine out of the house. I don't know if I could.
I think I've smashed mine.
You smashed yours?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Can't wait to find out what that is. That's next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson. Johnson.
Hey, thank you, Brian. Yeah, match wits. It's a fun game. It's based on the old game that we all know and love, match game. But we match wits with just one person on our show. That's why I need a volunteer to be today's nitwit.
I'll volunteer, Bob.
Hey, thank you.
Got to be a nitwit.
Well, somebody has to do it. Okay, here it is. Hey, all right, here's the phrase in honor of, it's Easter eggs and all that good stuff.
Yeah, sure. Tis the season.
Tis the season. All right, here it is. The first person to crack the code here will win. Bald Barney complained, "My wife thinks my head is an egg. Last night she tried to blanket." Bald Barney. Okay.
I can't believe I went to college for this.
Well done. Oh, well done. Brian, what do we have for the winner who gets the correct answer? The LBF is going to write down now. Go ahead, LBF. Write it down.
Brian. I'm writing it down, Bob.
Okay.
You could win a $50 gift card to Angelina's Pizzeria in Braintree.
Nice. Home of the jumbo pie.
That's right.
Here it is one more time. Bald Barney complained, "My wife thinks my head is an egg. Last night she tried to blanket." Here we go. 888-410-1057. Nice prize. Angelina's. They have the big jumbo pizza pie. That'll be
yum.
Fun. All right. You got your answer written down?
I sure do.
Fold it. Put it in an envelope. And then you know what to do.
I know what to do, Bob. Why don't you sit on it?
Well, no, you sit on it. Well, she does think it's an egg. Okay. 888-410-1057. Let's go.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Hey! Let's play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's the phrase. And right now, we don't have the right answer that LBF has written on. A nice blank piece of paper wrapped in an envelope, and she's sitting on it as we speak. So here it is. Bald Barney complained, "My wife thinks my head is an egg. Last night she tried to blanket." We ready to go with some answers? Here we go. Tried to blanket.
Okay.
Hi, Mary. Okay. What did his wife try to do last night to his head?
Crack it,
LBF.
Do not try to crack it.
That sounds like a wife, doesn't it?
Yeah, right?
Crack that.
Was he snoring?
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Mary. ROR, okay, what's your answer?
I'm going to say since it's Easter, she tried to color it.
Color it.
Oh, no, she didn't try to color it.
That's not the answer she's sitting on. Nope.
All right, guys.
Okay,
bye. All right, have a good one, guys.
You too, bye. ROR, what is the answer?
Decorate it.
Aw, decorate it for Easter.
That's sweet, but no.
No.
Thanks. Oh, come on, neon paint and all that stuff?
I know. Well,
no, that's a good one, but...
It's a good idea. You know,
we got to get the one...
But I'm the nitwit here.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, it's match wits with nitwits. That's
Thanks, great. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
You too.
ROR, what's your answer?
Scramble.
Scramble.
I love a scrambled egg, no.
Nope. Nice try. All right, good stuff. So it's not a crack, it has nothing to do with Easter per se.
No.
Because it's not dye or decorate or color. Take that out. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, LBF.
It's very egg-centric.
I like it. It is egg-centric.
You did that?
I saw it from here.
Exactly.
Yep.
Get it?
Wow. Okay. Does anybody know where LBF is? Who's this one? Okay. 888-410-1057. $50 gift certificate to Angelina's Pizzeria in Braintree.
Yum.
Home of the jumbo. Feed the whole family on that thing, okay? Well, the phone's still ringing. You got that going for you, LBF. This was a good Match Wits today.
Sure was.
726 Match Wits with Nitwits. Bald Barney complained, "My wife thinks my head is an egg. Last night she tried to blanket." Wow. Poor Barney. Poor Barney. We know it's not cracked, dyed, colored, okay?
Yep.
Scrambled
right.
Or fried. Those answers are all, gone. Okay.
I gotcha.
Let's see. You still got it sitting on it?
I am sitting on it.
Okay, good. Let's go.
Sitting on my eggs.
That's a good idea. That's not the answer. All right, Rick. What do you say, Rick?
How about
Chit sit on his head? Sits on it.
No.
No, it's going. Okay, bye. Paul, what do you say? What did she do to his head last night?
Oh, she tried to hop on it.
Oh, wow.
It has nothing to do with Easter, you heathen.
Tried to hop on it, okay. Not it, apparently.
Nope.
Okay.
Jeez.
Hi, ROR, what's your answer?
This is Rosie. My answer is he tried to hard boil it.
Hard boil it, Elsa.
No.
Oh, man, what the heck did he do?
Well, Hey, all right, Vaughn, so what do you say?
Is it peel it?
Tried to peel his
head. Oh, no, didn't try to peel it.
Peel his head, jeez.
All righty, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Let's go to Chrissy. Chrissy, what did she try to do to Bald Barney last night?
She tried to poach him.
Poach it. LBF, poach it.
You are correct.
That's it.
That's the one.
Poaches in.
You know what's funny? As soon as you read it, I was trying to think like her, and I was like, what would she say?
Trying to think like LBF?
And I said, and by the way, this is Chrissy from Nantasket Beach again. I always
look around
the radio.
Oh,
Chrissy, you won a great prize.
A $50 gift card to Angelina's Pizzeria, casual pizzeria that serves pizza, including their signature item, the jumbo pizza, sub, salad, pasta, calzones, and more. Located in Braintree, Angelina's currently offers takeout, delivery, and catering. For more information, check out their menu. Visit angelinasjumbo.com.
All right, Chrissy, congrats. What's the best station to wake up with?
Oh, come on. WROR.
Awesome.
Matter of fact, Lee.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, Chrissy. Poach it is the answer. Good one, LBF.
Thank you. Yeah,
Chrissy had to get in your head.
Yeah, that's not easy. That's a dangerous neighborhood.
That head of yours. She got it, though. Thank you, Chrissy, from Nantasket Beach. Hey, coming up, Morning Court. First of all, I must say, yesterday's Morning Court was very
divisive.
Divisive, thank you. And when I got home, my wife Carolyn said I did not like what she ended up doing, which was going on another weekend.
Yeah.
She didn't think he deserved another weekend.
I agree with you.
She was not happy.
Your wife.
Yeah. You agree with her, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
She should stay home.
But I guess it's none of our business.
Nope.
We'll see what happens. But moving on to Roger. Roger is trying to get out of the house. You see, he's been quarantined for a year, but his wife is COVID-oid.
Hey, I'm COVID-oid. A COVID-oid person, too.
Super paranoid. Doesn't want to do anything, ever leave, and he's getting a little antsy. Cabin fever will help Roger out. Coming up, 7:29.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.